Honestly, just kidding. When I first saw them, Dylan saged that my
But did
office
you have
phone.
a window open when you saged? You know, when you are saging and you're clearing something, you have to have an open source
No.
so the energy can
You know what's
move
funny
out.
is, ever since we opened that curtain, that's when I stuff stopped happening.
What?
Yeah.
When you open the curtain.
Because we used to have these curtains always closed. But then, like, Luna and Lupin kept stepping on them and, like, messing them up. Oh, I just realized there's a giant hole in it. Good fucking job, Luna.
Well, you can't see it. You could patch them and put another hole somewhere else and patch it, and it's homey.
Then it's a design choice. I moved that curtain just so that the dogs could see out the window so they wouldn't pull the curtains anymore. But ever since then, that's when I stopped seeing things. So I don't know if like having the house more open made them happy, so they've just been like, yeah, it's fine. All right, what do you want to do? Dolls first? I think that's what Dylan has us set up for.
I can
Yes.
do. We can. Let me get it on my docs. We can do.
Dolls, 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 dolls.
Oh my
Dolls,
gosh.
dolls,
You
dolls.
know who my favorite drag queen is, right?
No.
Willem.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
And I was watching. He has this YouTube. He has his own YouTube channel, and he does Willem's Beatdown. And he, I just couldn't. I'll have to show you the episode from yesterday. It was just stupid things. It was just so funny. I was dying laughing.
I know they just ended season 10.
Of RuPaul's Drag Race. I
Correct.
haven't been keeping up
Me
with the
neither, I
most
need to.
recent like
There's a
going
show on
ons.
Netflix you would like. It's called 100% Hotter. And it's a British show, and they take these people who are like OTT, like they just. It's not that they're bad looking, but not because they're like in jeans and like a ratty t-shirt. They're bad looking because they've got false eyelashes out to here and like 10 weaves and
Ew.
like make eyebrows to here, and like that's why they're
I
bad.
want to see
And
this.
like they like be basically they give them a make under.
But do they know they're bad?
Some of them do, some of them do
See, if
not.
I am wearing a
Because their
weave.
friends can nominate them.
So, but why aren't their friends being like, girl, that's just
They do.
not your
Sometimes it's
thing?
like a girl, there was a girl who was like hella goth, and they were like, oh, they're like, so it's a stylist, a makeup artist, and a hairstylist. And the hairstylist is, he's not like a crazy gay. He's just like a kind of chill gay. And then like the other two are women, but it's so good. It's so funny.
I feel like if I
That
had
and
a
Queer
weave,
Eye.
I haven't seen. Well, I told you this when I saw you and Nathan and
You have
Nolan
to watch it.
that I just saw a little snippet of the. I think it's the hairdresser with the long hair. He was doing. It was like some montage of him, and he was
He's
just being
funny.
funny. Yeah. So
He's so
I
funny.
contemplated watching it
You need
because
to
of
watch it.
that.
It's very good.
But
It's heartwarming. Like it's a feel good thing. Like,
no. I don't want to feel good.
oh,
I've been watching
jeez.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Is it
Oh
good?
my God, why are you not watching it?
I
I
know.
it's so it last year they did season one and it's on I
It's
watch
on
it on
Hulu. Yeah,
Hulu,
it's on
so
Hulu.
you can binge watch it.
Yeah.
So I binge watched all of season one last year and they had all the I'm pretty sure they had all the episodes out and then you kind of like when they do Orange is the New Black, they just have it all ready and then you could just binge watch it. Well, this year they're not doing
They're
that.
doing like
They're
every
doing like
week.
every week is a different episode and it's I feel like it's you can kind of relate it to like, oh my God, that could happen. So that's why it's so good.
That's what I've heard.
But I was almost in tears when I watched the last, I think it was this last week that I watched the last episode that they have out, and I was literally almost in tears. I was like, are you fucking stupid?
If you want to watch
Why?
like a law, like a Making a Murderer type documentary that's like episodic, there's the Staircase came out, like there was new episodes. It's about the most ridiculous murder case.
The staircase.
Correct.
What
It's
do you mean
about
ridiculous?
it's
Like,
because okay, so like it's one of those where it's like it's so obvious who the murderer is. Like it's not even a question, but like
oh
somehow.
wait, like what's it? The last documentary Netflix did?
Like Making a Murderer. No.
No. Do you know what I'm talking about? The
No.
guy that everyone thinks is framed. What was his name? Who? He was framed from. Well, I'm put in parentheses because some people don't think he was framed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I keep thinking you're meaning Making a Murder, Stephen Avery, but maybe not.
Maybe it is Stephen Avery.
Regardless, it's about a
Yeah.
woman who.
No, don't let it happen.
A woman who fell down the stairs. Oh, yeah.
There's just a big
Yeah.
block.
A woman who fell down the stairs, and her husband's like, she just fell. And they're like, no, you pushed her. And then all this, then it's like, oh, but all this other stuff comes out. Like, there was another woman that fell down the stairs, and then all this stuff. And he's a writer, so he's, like, super, like, good at speaking to people. And then they're like, actually, she didn't fall, and he didn't push her, and owl scared her. Have you ever seen, like, shirts that's like, the owl did it, or, like, the owl something?
I've never.
It's about this murder case. It's crazy, and the documentary is very good.
Was this outside?
No, it was in the house.
They think why the owl fuck was it?
Listen, it's a. That's how crazy it is.
I call bullshit.
It's like JonBenet level crazy.
Who do you think did it?
Oh, the dad. Or no, sorry. Actually, no. I think the son did it, but the dad covered it up.
Well, there was a bunch of, and we should maybe. Well, I guess that's not really hexy, but. Apparently the dad, from what other people have said, that the dad was in, like, a sex cult, and JonBenet was used
and
as,
then
like, a...
he remarried another... he remarried a woman who... her son was murdered, too. Like, why would you do that? Like, if... like, why... I don't know that...
Maybe they share a common interest
that
of
seems
murdering,
like a lot of
whatever.
Sadness and, to me.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I, of course, watch Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
But apparently, Zach Baggins, Bilbo Baggins, he went to this house, which is now, I think the house is leveled, but it's like House of Hell or something like that, where, like, policemen, priests, neighbors, like, all these people have witnessed, like, really awful things happen inside the house.
Hmm.
And I kind of want to watch it with you.
Yeah.
I have to pay to watch it.
Oh, I need to pay to watch
it. I think it's a new... it's like... I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's just not out. Like, it's out, but you have to pay to watch it because it's not on, like, Netflix. It's not on...
is that on the Travel Channel that the show is on?
I don't... maybe it is, but I
haven't. I know what you're talking about.
It's not called
it's
House
on,
of Hell. What is it called?
It's on Prime Video. We can watch it on Prime.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I heard someone talk
called?
About it.
I don't...
I think it's called Hell House.
Hell House. Or
yeah, Hell House.
Something like that.
I heard someone talk about it, but I didn't realize it was... there's another podcast I listened to, and they talked about it.
And he, like, went blind. Like, that's why he wears, like, those big-ass glasses now.
Really?
Yes, because of things that happen in that
house. Oh, see,
to
I didn't
him.
Know that.
And...
I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime, meaning we can watch it for free.
I'm pretty sure he took, because he has his museum of artifacts or whatever. I'm pretty sure he took the stairs from that house, or he didn't take the stairs. He just has things under the stairs in his museum in that house. And there was an interviewer who was just, they were doing an interview for the movie that was coming out in his museum. Next to or in close proximity to these objects, and, like, the cameraman was having trouble focusing the camera the whole time, but only in a specific area. And it's well lit. Like, floodlights are on them. It's lit. So there shouldn't be no reason why that they're having camera malfunctions. And I was like, why would you ever take anything from a house that has that much negative energy and you don't know what it's from? Or where it came from? Why would you take anything? Mm-mm. And especially if it has caused you physical harm that you have to live with for the rest of your life.
If it, like, scratched me, I'd be like, okay, that's one thing. But, like, it blinded him?
Not like, I can't see, but he has to wear glasses.
Yeah, see, that's much.
I don't know.
I thought someone was growling. I was like, what is
happening?
Don't.
Play games with
No, it's just someone whispering. It's just sound like growling.
Usually we have, I've told Dylan a few times, like, state-wise, like, I want to do this state, and I'm calling this subject when we do this state. Because we decided, you know, when we pick topics, like, whatever. We pick topics, whatever. Each week is a different topic. And so Karina had dolls picked out, and I have heard of haunted dolls.
Yeah.
I don't like dolls.
Neither does Dylan.
I don't like dolls.
So he's going to have
a fun time
editing this.
Jacob's grandmother, who passed, love her to death, though. She was amazing. Anytime we went to Alabama to stay, which was at least once or twice a year, we would see them. Before I had the girls, and it was the first time I met her, I think me and Jacob had only been dating for about 6 months, but we were already engaged and everything, so... and his cousin was one of my best friends. So it was like, we're going to go there. I'm going to meet, you know, the rest of his family and his grandmother and all this. And it's going to be great. go there. Of course, it's amazing. It's all fine. And then I walk into the room that we were supposed to be staying in, and she has all these dolls lined up. And I was like, Jacob, I cannot fucking sleep in here. Like, there's no fucking way I'm sleeping in here. Because it's just like, they're like watching you. Yeah. They are fucking watching you. And when she passed, of course, all the kids got all of her stuff.
Yeah.
They either sold that, sold it, gave it away, threw it away, or kept some of it for memorial, mm-hmm. for memorial, like, purposes. And Jessie, my mother-in-law, has this doll for JC, that's in quotations, and it's in storage because I refuse. Like, my JC has an American doll. When she was really sick, someone donated an American Girl doll, which was very generous because they are very, very expensive. And that's about as... I mean, that's she stays in the closet. Like, sometimes JC wants to, like, have her on her bed of, like, her sea of animals that she has. And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Shove her in the closet. Close it.
Even the American Girl?
Even the American... I think I have a dreadlock.
Oh, I get those all the time. I have curly hair.
And I just can't. So when Karina picked the topic of dolls...
Technically, I gave you 5 choices and you did pick dolls.
What 5 choices did you give me?
I don't remember, but I gave you like 5 choices and you picked dolls.
I don't think it was 5.
Okay, I gave you a handful of choices.
If it's between like aliens and dolls, I'm going to choose dolls.
No, I didn't give you just 2. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
I am.
So anyways, I know of a few creepy doll stories. Like, I know the one that you have.
Oh, you do know the one I have?
I do know the one that you have. I think you told me.
I did.
Because remember, I asked you what doll you have.
Yeah.
And I knew of the doll that I had, and I only know of the doll that you had because I watch a bunch of Ghost Adventure stuff. But
I gave you 5 choices.
What were they?
Unsolved crimes, haunted dolls, cannibals, haunted Alabama, and real vampires. And you picked dolls.
To be fair, real vampires is not really like my thing. Like, I just think it's like a lifestyle choice that just some people are into.
It's actually an illness.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So for some people.
Unsolved mysteries. We've already done a few of those.
Unsolved crimes.
Or crimes. I feel like we haven't done like a lot of hauntings. Most of the stuff that we've done lately. And I feel like I've noticed that when we do our podcast, I feel like when we do research, like it's either 2 hauntings or crimes or folklore, whatever. They kind of grouped together. So I was like, I think it'd be fun to do hauntings. But like unsolved crimes, it's like too real for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, JC starts school this year. And I was watching the news the other day about another shooter going into a newsroom. And I don't watch it on purpose. Like, stuff pops up on Facebook when I'm like trying to post ads and all this shit for my business. It makes me fucking nervous as hell, even though I don't think her school could get any safer unless they had, like, metal detectors, because I think they have an SRO officer that is always at the school. And
well, they should. I think every school has an SRO officer that's always at the school. I know, we did when we were in high school.
Yeah.
We had 2, actually.
So, like, I feel like unsolved crimes is just too real. Like, I'm scared to go in the grocery store sometimes because, like, you see all those videos, like, of kids getting kidnapped or lured away from their parents.
I didn't tell you to do kid
store.
Crimes.
Well, I'm just saying, like, so sometimes unsolved crimes are just too real for me.
Okay.
Haunted Alabama is fun.
Well, that's the other one. Spoiler alert. That's the other one.
We're spoiling everything. But anyways, I'm totally, like, going way off topic here. already knew about the doll that I ended up doing my story on, and I already knew about the doll that Karina decided to do just because of past, you know, video watching and all this stuff, but I wanted something that maybe not everyone knew about at first. Little did I know. So I started watching this documentary about this doll, and it had a bag over its face at first. I was like, why? Why does it have a bag over its face? And something, like, my gut was just like, just keep watching. Like, don't look up anything else.
Yeah.
Just keep watching. And so I did, and it was basically like anyone who looks at this doll, like internet pictures of this doll, will, and don't fucking show me a picture. Don't pull up a picture. Okay. I'm just like.
I looked at it, and I'm fine.
Okay. With your Gemini self. Maybe it's because, isn't Gemini the twins?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's because you got two faces.
I do.
One face is like, no, I'm just kidding.
I scare everything away.
I scare everyone in my life away. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not even going to listen to this. Like, I think I made myself get, like, goosebumps on the back of my neck. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing this. I'm going to do something that I know that, like, everyone, if you know about it, sorry.
Like, sorry, I had to not scare myself.
And, you know, and there is a an island of dolls.
Yes.
Which I watched a few documentaries on.
That's cool.
It's not cool. Oh, I think it's because not cool. Only is it full of dolls, it's full of huge-ass fucking spiders.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not okay with
but
that.
Of course it's because it's, like, a fucking island.
Well, not only that, there, it's, like, what better place to live than a doll if you're a spider?
That's very true.
Like, the hollow head. Like, that's the perfect spider house. Yep. So that house is literally a spider island.
And I think this man made it. I think a little girl died. And I don't even think I think he knew of her or...
Yeah, yeah. He did it like as, like, an homage to her. And then people... So, Lupin, are you literally kicking the table that we're working on?
Yeah.
Lupin, go away, please.
And people now leave...
Bring dolls there,
And leave them there.
Which I kind of think is cool.
It's cool.
It's definitely terrifying looking.
I don't know if it's so much as haunted...
As just kind of weird.
As just weird and creepy. Yeah, but I think paranormal investigators have said that it is haunted. But I wonder if it's haunted just because maybe...
The idea...
Maybe either the idea or some of these dolls were already haunted and then put somewhere and now they're...
Well, I was going to say, when I started researching dolls, because, like, I obviously did the whole, like, what I usually do when we pick a topic is I search basically the topic itself and I'll get those, like, top 10 and then I'll, like, scroll
through.
Same,
I do the same, yeah.
And then I start to kind of figure out what I'm going to do. But anyway, so when I was typing in, like, haunted dolls, I found out that... According to what I read, and I don't know how true it is, I don't even remember where I read it, but dolls are the most highly haunted things just because there is nothing like the connection between a child or a person and their doll. And so, like, when something bad happens or the child dies or even the adult dies or something happens, it's very common for, if you believe that there are spirits and our spirits get stuck places, that... They get stuck in dolls because it's like, what, you know, I mean, this might be gross, but, like, I still sleep with my...
Why is that gross?
No, well, I'm about to tell you what gets gross. I still sleep with my lovey that I've slept with since the day I was born. He was in my crib, and now, like, we still sleep with him, and Dylan all the time says how gross Petey is because when I'm sick... Like, I'll rub my snot on Petey. When I'm crying, I put my tears on. Like, I rub his hat on my tears. Like,
so it is, like, it's not just a physical, it's emotional connection.
Well, yeah, it's an emotional connection. It's got, like, literally, like, it's got probably my hair all over it. It's got...
It's a voodoo doll.
Well, I mean, exactly. Because, like, I sleep with it every single night. Yeah. So God knows what parts of my body, like, are on. I'm sure skin cells are on him. Like, he's just a big DNA fest at this point. And, like, Dylan's all the time, he's like, the reason why you're sick all the time is because you don't wash him, because I don't wash him.
But I don't think that that's true, though, because, like, viruses and stuff can only live on objects for so long.
See, Dylan?
Before.
I almost divorced him because he washed him once. But not only did he washed him secretly, and he knew what he did was wrong, because... Don't come in here and try to defend yourself.
You don't get it.
You know what you did was wrong. Dylan comes up to me one day, and I'm, like, sitting there. I'm about to go to bed, and I have Petey in my arms. Petey is a stuffed elf, by the way, who looks really scary because he's been mended about 80 times. He has no face anymore. have you not seen Petey? He's scary.
I don't think I've seen... Well, yes, I've seen...
Yeah, you did, because I took a picture of Killian with him.
Yeah,
Dylan's about to go get
Killian
him.
No, Killian had his own Petey.
We have a picture with my Petey on one side and his Petey on the other side.
And I took this picture and I don't even remember.
But anyway, Dylan goes, does Petey smell different? And I was like,
Why did he even ask that question?
That's what I said.
He told on himself.
Look at Petey. He's scary looking, but I love him.
I don't think he's scary looking. I've seen scarier.
But, like, he's loved. I'm 28 years old, and I've slept with him every single night. Stop!
Why is he hanging upside down?
Because Dylan's rude.
Now you're just being creepy. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if you came home and his head was just torn off because Luna just...
I would literally get rid of... Like, you don't understand. So Dylan was like, does he smell different? I was like, what did you do?
He basically told on himself.
And he was like, I washed him. And, like, looked at me like he was like, hey, I washed him. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And, like, I lost my damn mind. I started crying because, to me, he has a very specific comforting smell.
I will. So Delilah has
Mr. Penguin.
Mr. Penguin.
Yes.
Mr. Penguin is unlike any other penguin. We got Mr. Penguin at the Gatlinburg Aquarium when Delilah was one. And when she was that age, she didn't have a lovey. And yeah. I was like, oh, how lucky are we that we don't have to keep up with something. And she saw this penguin, and she was into penguins, which was, I mean, I guess it's not uncommon for a one-year-old to be into something. That's their favorite thing.
No.
She was very into penguins. And that was part of how, like, oh, I'm so excited that she gets to see real penguins.
Yeah.
And she's 7 and a half, and she still loves penguins. Mr. Penguin has a very specific smell. Mm-hmm. When we have to wash Mr. Penguin,
oh,
it's like no fabric softener, no... Mm-mm. We don't use detergent that smells because we're all, like, rashy. We get rashes very easily. So I don't use fabric softener or, those little beads that smell good.
Oh, yes, yes,
don't use those because then Mr. Penguin is going to smell different.
Yes.
And we have 3 Mr. Penguins.
I had, like, 4 PDs, yeah.
Just in case something happens. But Delilah is so funny. She doesn't call them all Mr. Penguin.
Because she knows they're different.
She knows the difference because she knows they smell different.
Yeah.
So we had, when my in-laws lived in town, they don't live here anymore, which is really sad. We kept a Mr. Penguin at their house.
Yes.
Because Delilah used to always leave Mr. Penguin at their house, and then it was a big to-do to, like, go get it, and because we lived on opposite sides of town, and it was a very big to-do. So Nene's Mr. Penguin smelled like Nene's house.
Uh-huh.
So if we lost Mr. Penguin and didn't know where he was, and she tried to sleep with Nene's Mr. Penguin, it wasn't the same because mm-hmm. he smelled like Nene's house.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, she also has a Mr. Penguin that she named Pablo. Don't ask me. I don't know why. I think she had a kid in school who was a really good friend of hers, and she decided to name it after him. But she knows which penguin is which.
Yeah.
By the smell and by the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Whose Mr. Penguin's nose has, like, no more stuffing in it because she takes his nose and, like, dots it on her lip, which is the cutest thing.
I used to take Petey's hat, my mom said, when I was little. I'd take Petey's hat and I would, like, put it in my mouth so it got wet, and then I would wipe it on my face. So, like, the end of Petey's hat's real gross.
But
listen,
that's your
we
lovey.
We have 3 Sergeant Sloths, which is Killian's, my son's lovey. And for the love of God, the thing is, Mr. Penguin is so small and cute. Sergeant Sloth is gigantic.
Honestly, I'd rather have a gigantic one.
Really?
And Mr. Penguin is black. We lose.
That's true.
Loses him all the
time. That's true. Let's start haunted dolls. I missed my paint.
I think I want to go first because I don't know if my haunted Alabama is pretty scary-ish. But, like, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. I decided to do Annabelle.
Ah, okay.
The current owner of Annabelle is Lorraine Warren, and I think you should know who that is.
Yes, I know who that is.
Actually, it's not her, it's her, I think maybe her son-in-law is...
She is the woman from the Conjuring movies. She is a real person.
She is a very real person.
She is one of the most famous, her and her husband are the most famous ghost, not hunters, they're not ghost hunters, but I would say...
She's a
medium of some
sort. Yes.
But her and her husband are, like, infamous world round. So if you ever see the Conjuring movies...
Well, her husband is passed.
Yes.
But...
I believe... Is she still alive?
She's still alive.
Oh, okay. If you've ever seen the Conjuring movies, which is obviously Annabelle is part of that
I've never seen
franchise.
I will not watch the Conjuring.
They're very good. They're very good.
Fuck you.
But anyway, they are the main characters in those movies. That is who you are talking about.
And I...
They have a museum of artifacts, too, by the way.
They do. Mm-hmm. And she... And I think it's in their house.
It is.
And ever since he died, she will not go in that... In the base... It's in their basement. And ever since he died, she won't go in there anymore.
They were, like, a really great couple. Yes. Like, amazing couple.
Oh, my God. I'm getting... I'm having such bad energy lately. Like, I can't even gather my own thoughts. So, when I was watching this documentary, it was very creepy. And... I only watched maybe the first 5 minutes, and she had said something, and not a news person, but just someone wondering, like, what she does.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Interviewing her and her museum of artifacts, per se. And the question came up of, talking about Annabelle, why don't you destroy the doll? And she said, because it's a vessel. When you destroy it, once the vessel is destroyed, the evil is free to roam. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what she said, like quoted. And I was like, that is so true. It's energy. Like you destroy its vessel where it's being kept in.
It's gonna find somewhere.
It's gonna find somewhere else to go. Do you want that in your house, like roaming free? I'd rather have it in a specific spot, but. Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll, so everybody, if you were born in the 90s...
I was Raggedy Ann for Halloween 1 year.
Ugh, my mother had a Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Yeah, my brother was Andy.
Life size.
Yeah, like, they're big.
They're creepy.
Yeah, they are. For sure.
So she had dolls like that. But Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll alleged by demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren to be haunted. The doll resides in a glass box at the Warren's Occult Museum in Monroe, Connecticut. So their occult museum is basically like a glorified basement, honestly.
Yes, that's what I have seen.
The story served as the inspiration for the films Annabelle and Annabelle, Creation, I guess. The spinoff.
The one I just saw.
It has been compared to Robert the Doll and was described in Gerard Brittle's 2002 biography of Ed and Warren Lorraine, of... Ed and Lorraine Warren, the demonologist. So, like, I mean, so many pieces and stories have been done about this doll. According to claims originating from Ed and Lorraine Warren, a student nurse was given the Raggedy Ann doll in 1970. After the doll behaved strangely, a psychic medium told the student that the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a dead girl named Annabelle Higgins. Supposedly, the student nurse and her roommate first tried to accept and nurture the spirit-possessed doll, but eventually became frightened by the doll's malicious behavior and contacted the Warrens, who removed the doll to their museum, pronouncing it demonically possessed. And then I read that backstory, and I was like, surely there's more to that. I feel like in most stories or documentaries, when someone is trying to accept a spirit, like, it's all nice and and sweet at first, but I feel like they trick you. Mm-hmm. It's an evil entity that tricks you.
Yeah.
It wants you to try to accept it and trust it.
Yeah.
So it can get on a specific level with you.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, like, know that it can cross boundaries and know that it can scare you and know that it can get on this level with you. I'm about to get a Charlie horse. Don't do it. No. So I tried to dive deeper and tried to find a more in-depth backstory of Annabelle. And I did find one.
Oh, okay.
And the story is by Devin Farasi. I'm really sorry if I'm butchering your last name. And so it reads, one of the creepiest parts of the truly scary, the Conjuring, is the evil-possessed doll Annabelle, who makes up the cornerstone of Ed and Lorraine Warren's spooky museum of trophies. Director James Wan redesigned Annabelle for the movie, giving her a much more disturbing appearance, but in real life, Annabelle was just your run-of-the-mill Raggedy Ann doll. Donna got Annabelle from her mother in 1970. Mom bought the doll used... at a hobby store.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Donna was a college student at the time and living with a roommate named Angie. And at first, neither thought the doll was anything special. But over time, they noticed Annabelle seemed to move on her own. Mm-hmm. At first, it was really subtle, just changes in position. The kinds of things that could be written off as the doll being jostled. But the movement increased, and within a few weeks, it seemed to become fully mobile. The girls would leave the apartment with Annabelle on Donna's bed and return home to find it on the couch. This is really long. No. I'm just making sure that this is a store because I have a lot of information here. Their friend Lou, I think it was a man.
It's a man, yeah.
He hated the doll, as mm-hmm. most people hate dolls. He thought there was something deeply wrong with it, something evil. But the girls were modern women, quotation, yes. And didn't believe that sort of thing. There must be an explanation, they reasoned. But soon Annabelle's, is that?
It's Killian on the monitor.
He's like, I'm not taking it.
I'm not sleeping.
But soon Annabelle's actions got even weirder.
Don't touch it. That's just what he said.
Don't say that because then he'll run around saying dog shit. Donna began to find pieces of parchment paper in the house with messages written on it.
Yes.
Help us, they would say, or help Lou.
Oh.
Just to make the whole thing that much creepier, nobody in the house had parchment paper.
Oh.
Honestly, though, like, how do
where
you not?
Where is she getting
that? Oh, yeah. She's pulling just pulling it out of her, yeah.
her top.
Where the hell was it coming from? The escalation continued. One night, Donna returned home to find Annabelle in her bed with blood on her hands.
Oh.
The blood, or some sort of red liquid, seemed to be coming from the doll itself. That was enough. Donna finally agreed to bring in a medium. The sensitive sat with the doll and told the girls that long before their apartment complex had been built, there had been a field on that property. A 7-year-old girl named Annabelle Higgins had been found dead in that field. Her spirit remained, and when the doll came into the house, the girl latched onto it, which makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it's a little girl. It's a doll. I get that.
Right. She found Donna and Angie to be trustworthy. She just wanted to stay with them, and she wanted to be safe with them. Being sweet, nurturing types, they were both nursing students. Donna and Angie agreed to let Annabelle stay with them, and that's when all hell broke loose. And like I said before, like, you're inviting them.
But I understand why they did it. They, in their mind, it's like, this little girl didn't get to finish her life. Let's let her finish her life or live a life.
No. You clear that energy and try to let that energy go into the light.
Yeah, but if they're not mean.
No.
I was going to let my man and woman stay here, but I guess they left on their own.
Would you want, if you were, I'm trying not to make this like as morbid as possible. If that were my child, I wouldn't want them to be lingering. I would want their energy to go and be in another place. I would want them to
Oh,
go.
Yeah, if it was my child who was the dead one. But
yeah,
if,
but that's
but
somebody's
I, but
child.
But what I'm saying is like, that to them, to like, to, they're not teenagers, but they're basically teenagers
no,
or college
fuck that.
Kids.
Get the energy out of my house. The only energy I want in my house is my energy and my husband's energy. I don't want any lingering spirit energy.
I guess.
It sounds like it's raining.
Don't just use the bathroom.
No, that's not. Like, you know the, like, I don't know. Never mind.
I don't hear it.
Few days, I'm like.
It looks like it might rain.
I think it's just super cloudy.
Dude, my window is so fucking dirty.
Just lick it and clean it.
Because it's all dog
stuff. So, Lou started to have bad dreams, mm-hmm. as one does. dreams were where Annabelle was in his bed, climbing up his leg as he lay frozen, sliding up his chest to his
Jesus
neck,
Christ,
and closing her stuffed hands around his throat, choking him out. Do you remember?
Can you remember?
Hold
imagine.
On, hold on. Do you remember the hands? They weren't fingers. They
no,
were like
they were
mittens.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine?
Like, literally
it's dragging itself.
And do you remember Poltergeist, the first one with
yes.
the clown? Oh, that scene scares
yes.
me so much.
Okay, motorcycle.
He has an agenda.
He's got his blinker on.
Is he over? Where?
He's not doing fucking anything.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
So he would wake up terrified. So he had this dream multiple times.
I don't know if I would laugh or be really scared because she's not a scary looking. I don't know. It's not like. She's a fairly cheerful-looking doll.
She is cheerful-looking.
And she's just like, beep,
well, that
beep,
she's
just like dragging her little stuffed
well,
self
she
in
is
her
cheerful-looking.
Checkered doll dress.
That's why.
And her yarn hair.
When they made The Conjuring,
they made her scarier.
Made her scarier.
Oh, she was scary in The Conjuring. And Annabelle. She looks terrifying.
I will never watch that movie. So, when he would wake up terrified, he would wake up with physical ailments, like his head was pounding
mm-hmm.
as if the blood had like
been cut off.
Yeah, as if blood had been cut off.
Yeah.
So like, did it really happen?
Maybe he was choking himself.
So he.
You know, sometimes like in your dreams, like you, other people are doing things, but like you do them, like in your sleep.
No.
You never do that?
No.
Like sleepwalking almost, but like, I so don't like sleepwalk. If in a dream, like someone's like holding your arm and then you like hold your own arm. Cause no. Like you don't do that?
When I dream, I can't even remember most of my dreams.
I had a dream last night that I was pregnant, but I was like super skinny pregnant. So like the baby looked like an alien in my belly. And for some reason, instead of being like in the belly here, it was like in my hip. And you kept telling me that that's why it was a girl. Cause girls, when you're pregnant with a girl, they go in your hips.
I would never say
I know
that.
You wouldn't. And then I had a... And then
who is this dream, other dimension, Jessica?
And then in the dream, we were in a car, but the car didn't have seats. We were, like, just sitting on the floor.
What?
Pregnant me and you. And then Jacob was like, let me feel the baby. And a car, like, bumped, and he pushed it, and the baby, like, shot to one side of my body.
What?
That was my dream last night. It was real fucking weird.
I'm gonna die. That is the weirdest fucking dream. I've had... So, I can't really... The only dreams that I remember are very morbid dreams, and wow. I think I've told you about some of them, but I usually don't remember my dreams, and Jacob sometimes will go, why did you let that happen? Why didn't you just stop it? And, like, he'll say
he...
I can't control my dreams either, like...
But I don't have bad dreams for the most part. Like, my dreams are, for the most part, very good. Or just
rarely.
Weird, like, where I'm like, oh, that was weird.
Very rarely do I have good dreams.
You need a dream catcher.
I really do. The girls have one.
I have two.
So, a few days later, when... What?
Delilah just stepped over Luna, and Luna looked, like, so upset about it for some reason.
Well, her big lard ass is laying right in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah.
So, a few days later, Lou and Angie were hanging out, planning a road trip, when they heard someone moving around in Donna's room. They froze. Was it a break-in? Was there an intruder in the apartment? Lou crept over to the door, listening to rustling within. So, literally, like... ear on the door. He threw open the door and everything was as it should be, except Annabelle was off the bed and sitting in the corner. As he approached the doll, Lou was consumed with that feeling, a burning on the back of the neck that indicates someone was staring at you, and he spun around. Nobody was there. The room was empty, and then sudden pain in his chest. He looked at his shirt and saw a series of raking claw marks, ditches in his flesh that burned. He knew Annabelle had done it. The weird claw marks began healing almost immediately. They were totally gone in 2 days. They were like no wounds any of them had ever seen before. They knew they needed more help, and they turned to an Episcopalian.
What?
Episcopalian. That's a word.
Let me see the word.
Episcopalian.
Thank you. That's what I thought you were trying to
say. I need glasses. I'm a very good reader. But this is very look how tiny.
Oh, that is tiny. But I need glasses. What the fuck is an Episcopalian?
An Episcopalian. I really need glasses. I bet that's why I get headaches all the time.
Probably. jeez, that was funny.
Episcopalian. an Episcopalian. Will you stop?
Sorry.
It was a priest.
It's a priest.
Who in turn called in Ed and Lorraine Warren, which I find...
Apparently, a lot of priests, like they had a very good relationship with a lot of the churches. Because other things that I've read about them or heard about them, like, they often get called in by priests because they're demonologists.
That's true.
So to them, it's not ghosts necessarily. It's demons,
right.
Which if you're a priest, if you believe in angels, you believe in demons.
Right.
I mean, it's the same, you know.
It didn't take the Warrens long to come to their conclusion. There was no ghost in this case. There was an inhumane spirit, a demon, attached to the doll.
Yeah.
But they warned that the doll wasn't possessed. Demons don't possess things, only people. It was clinging to the doll, manipulating it in order to give the impression of a haunting, which is some really creepy shit. The target was really Donna's soul.
Oh, jeez.
A priest performed an exorcism on the apartment, and the Warrens took possession of the doll. They put it in a bag and began the long drive home.
That'll be my son trying to
mommy.
Leave his room.
Ed agreed to stay off the highways because there was a concern that the demon might fuck with the car. I'm reading the story, so mm-hmm. I'm not just flying fucks out there.
Not that you don't.
So at 65 miles an hour, like, if a demon's gonna fuck with the car.
That's pretty intense.
That's some shit, yeah. And sure enough, as they drove on the back roads, the engine kept cutting out.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine a back road with, like, a demon in your car with a doll that could scare the shit out of you? Like, honestly, I can't. The power steering kept failing and even the brakes gave them trouble. Ed opened the bag, sprinkled the doll with holy water, and the disturbances stopped for the moment.
They have to take holy water breaks.
Well, so I'll get, hold on. Ed left the doll next to his desk, and it began levitating. That happened a couple of times, and then it seemed to just quit, finally laying quiet. But in a couple of weeks, Annabelle was back to her old tricks. She started appearing in different rooms in the Warrens' home. Sensing that the doll was ramping back up, the Warrens called in the Catholic priest to exorcise Annabelle. The priest didn't take it seriously, telling Annabelle, "You're just a doll. You can't hurt anyone." Big mistake.
How dare he?
On his way home, the priest's brakes failed, and his car was totaled in a horrible accident. But he survived.
I was like, did he die? Because
nope, he survived. Eventually, the Warrens build a locked case for Annabelle, and she resides there to this day.
It's like a glass box. Yep. Yeah.
The locked case seems to have kept the doll from moving around, but it seems like whatever terrible entity is attached to it is still there, waiting, biding its time, ready for the day when it can be free again. And so they did a, this was, so that story I found, it was the backstory to Donna and Lou and all them. But the documentary, they give, Ed and Lorraine Warren, they give tours, when he was living, they would give tours in their museum.
Yeah.
And so a man came and touched Annabelle. I think this was before, maybe.
He's angry about something.
He is very angry. I think this was before she was in her locked case. Mm-hmm. But he touched Annabelle. And he was physically attacked by her. I don't know how, I mean, it could be like, I think it was scratches.
It seems like that's what she does with her mitten hands.
And Lorraine found that the doll was, oh wait, I'm reading ahead. When Zach Baggins did their investigation, he has his own museum.
Yeah.
I don't need this anymore. When Zach Baggins did their investigation, he has this museum. He already has a room of dolls.
Yeah.
So they called this guy, and I don't think Annabelle has ever been moved since she was moved from that apartment. So the son-in-law of Ed and Lorraine Warren is very into all this stuff. I think ever since he married into it, he became, like, he kind of took it on.
The family business.
Literally. And he came with Annabelle in a locked case, like a suitcase.
Yeah.
And when he got her out, he had gloves. Oh, like, shit. Heavy duty. They almost look like leather. Mm-hmm. Or, like, some kind of just, like, heavy duty just gloves. Yeah. Not like, I'm gonna wash the dishes. Put some gloves on.
Those yellow gloves.
Like, they look like executioner type gloves. Like, heavy duty gloves. Yeah, yeah. And he had holy water on standby.
Oh, shit.
He warned Zach and everyone there that if anyone touched her, the investigation was over and he would leave.
Oh, look, my child that didn't sleep.
What did he say? Hey, what?
I don't know.
Supapia.
Supapia?
What's that?
Where's Elena? I don't know. Maybe you would find out if you stayed in your room and napped.
Don't you want to take a nap?
He's like, not when my girlfriends are here. He was so excited. I said, JC's here, and he was like,
aww. He did a little happy dance. We're never going to be done. I'm not even done telling mine yet.
Don't care.
So, took her out of the lock case. She's sitting in this chair. So they have a room of dolls. And I feel like as soon as they turned on all their equipment, they have... Oh, I guess I do need this. Because they have a voice EVP.
Yeah.
So not the radio that they can
manipulate.
Manipulate. That's the voice box. Not like a recorder where they can play back. It's like a in-time real person machine that the spirits can manipulate and just spit words out right then and there. Huh. There's no playback. You don't have to wait to listen to it. They had Annabelle in this chair, and they have this machine sitting on standby. And they said that they could feel energy like coming up from the floor, like to her or just around her in that general area where her feet were. And there, I feel like the whole time Zach is just skimming. Like, he's getting closer and closer. Like, I know your feet are right here. Like, this is Annabelle's feet. Literally, like, such close proximity. He's like, he's trying.
Yeah.
He's flirting with, like,
touching
her. Honestly. And immediately, let me see if I can, blah, 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 blah. Like, let me see if I can find where the first words, that
she said.
That she said. He, oh, and so he has this, machine. It's like a, I'll just read here because it makes no sense if I don't read it. So, before they start their investigation, I think Zach asked to meet Annabelle for the first time. Mm-hmm. I think it was just for interview purposes. He admits that he has taken a liking to her and has been waiting for the day that he could meet her. I guess just from past stories.
Yeah.
And he says that he admits that he has like a moment of paralysis of sorts. He feels like he can't form words and he doesn't know where he is. I guess he's just kind of being like upfront about his feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, and Annabelle is responsible for the death of a young man.
Oh.
This man, he came to the tour. He came to a tour in their basement. He came with his girlfriend on a motorcycle, and he, like, went up to the glass.
And taunted her.
And taunted and mocked it.
I remember that story.
And they, of course, made them leave immediately, but they he got into a car accident or a motorcycle accident, and he died on the way home. And the story says that he was, like, mocking the doll in the situation right before he got into the motorcycle accident, but that's hearsay. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Who knows? During a break in the interview, just like the initial meeting, the audio guy, I don't remember his name, mentioned to Zach that there was an anomaly while he was speaking to Tony, and it sounded like a dull scream, like maybe just like a low-pitched type of scream. Like, you can hear it on the audio, but you can't hear it in real life.
Yeah.
But Zach has do you remember the old fortune teller machines?
Yes.
It was like a purse, like an animatronic.
Zell something.
Yes.
Yes.
So like an animatronic type thing. So Zach has one in his museum.
Oh, okay.
And it's his own. Like, he pre-recorded sayings and people can put in 25 cents.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And he'll say things.
Zoltar.
It is a Zoltar. Where Annabelle is positioned is only about 10 feet from the machine, so it's not very far. So he goes ahead and unplugs the machine so it doesn't interfere with what's going on.
Yeah.
While he's unplugging it, he's, like, going up under it and unplugging it. The machine says electricity. And Zach says, like, he's upset because he said for it to even say anything at all, you have to put a quarter in it.
Yeah.
And nowhere in any of his recordings is the word electricity in any of this.
Huh.
And remember the word electricity.
Okay.
Because it kind of, I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm so sorry. It kind of has something to do with after his encounter with everything. When they're recording anything, if they have any type of object, they are constantly videotaping it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is no eyes that are not on it. They have, like, this little, what is it called? A surveillance room.
Yeah.
Where they have all kinds of different cameras and different angles of the entire museum. And so while they're taping her, there's, like, constant orbs going everywhere. So they take this spirit box out.
Yeah.
And as soon as he turns it on, like, literally, and this is not the one that I was telling you earlier that just pops out words. This is, like, the spirit box where the radio frequency is really fast.
Where they, like, interpret words.
I mean, honestly, he's holding it up, flicks it on, it starts, and the first word that comes is listen. Is that not fucking creepy?
That is.
So remember, she's placed, and I was kind of upset by this because where she's placed, she's in a room with, like, at least 50 or 60 other dolls. So I kind of feel like, it could have been any of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's not a fair, like, testing place.
And so, of course, Zach says in response, who are we supposed to listen to? Like, not taunting, but, like, yeah, yeah. I feel like he is constantly, like, just going and going and going. And it sounds like a man's voice when it comes through and it says Annabelle. Like, bitch. Hmm. Okay. And I was happy about this. They decided to move the doll out of that room and put her in a more open area away from the other dolls. Because they wanted to concentrate on that particular investigation rather than all the other dolls. They also have a structured light sensor camera. This is the camera that shows the stick figures. I've showed you this one before.
I love that one.
And this is a recent discovery. Like a man made this.
It's basically a Kinect. That old video, like the video game Kinect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing.
So they have her sitting in this chair, and Zach, like I said, he's like flirting with danger. I feel like he does that on a constant basis. Yeah. The man told him, don't touch her. But I mean, he's literally inches away from her, and you can see a stick figure jump from Annabelle onto Zach, then back into Annabelle, and then back onto Zach. Like, it's really fucking creepy. And he starts getting this uncontrollable urge to like want to touch her and want to be protective over her, like want to hold her and like cuddle her and shit. It's like really fucking weird.
Which might be what happened to the girls.
Exactly.
Remember, they wanted to
protect her.
Oh my god, Lupin, sorry. Lupin.
And they, now this is where I, like, the EVP device, it's a talking EVP.
I think, what does it say?
Goodness gracious, sorry. When Zach asks, what do you want, Annabelle? Without skipping a beat, the EVP device spits out you. Almost like in a direct response. Like if I'm asking you a question in real time right now, it's like in direct response. He says, you want me? What do you want with me? And then it says us. And you can hear gurgling sounds on a separate audio clip as they're talking back and forth, because they have all the stuff
set up,
and it's almost like a pig grunt kind of gurgle. Ooh. Like it's very like demonic. One guy who is on the team, the museum is usually like air conditioned, he's pouring sweat, like pouring, and everybody else seems fine, but he is pouring sweat. Just like really scary stuff. And then the EVP says, grab foot. So Zach
was near her foot.
Zach is already tempted
to touch her.
And he has this like super overwhelming feeling. And the, Ed and Lorraine's son-in-law is already starting to feel like the situation is kind of getting out of control.
Yeah.
And nonchalantly, and I think maybe he kind of sensed that, Zach kind of sensed, like, maybe this investigation is about to be over.
So he took a chance.
So he took a chance and, like, nonchalantly brushed his hand up against her foot. And the, owner didn't know this at first.
Oh, shit.
And Zach admitted later on that he had to touch her. He said that as soon as he touched her, he started to have violent thoughts. He behaved erratically. On the drive home, when the investigation was all done, he pulls into the driveway and he notices that his odometer immediately says 06666. Like, some creepy shit. The next day, he went to, like, brunch with his friend in the town that they lived in. And all of a sudden, this, like, crazy thunderstorm came by. And his car is parked right next to this light post that gets struck by, like, this violent bolt of lightning. And the first word that was said...
Was electricity. Oh, shit.
So, and I'm sorry if that seemed like it was all over the place. It was just a lot of information, but...
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty... It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, and of course, he, like, did this, like, whole holy water ceremony ritual thing as he took her away and tried to bless everyone, but...
I love Ed and Lorraine.
I didn't want to go too into, because I know they have other creepy things in their museum.
And they're the reason why the house that inspired Amityville Horror, they basically were like, yeah, that's bullshit. Like,
what? Yeah. It's not real?
No.
Have you watched the original?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I watched it when I was young. Fucking terrifying.
My great aunt lives, like, around the corner and in a house that's identical to it.
So you don't think it's real?
According to them, it's not. So everything I've ever heard was that the people basically told the story to get money.
But people died.
Not really.
What?
Like, I don't remember. It's a whole thing. You'll have to watch. Someone did a documentary on it.
Didn't people die? He killed his family, didn't he?
That is the story. But I don't believe any of it happened.
Dude, I don't know.
You have to look into it. It's a whole thing. Like, it's a whole thing. I don't want to look
into it.
No, it's because it's...
You know those movies that you watch when you're younger?
Yeah, like, it really puts an impression.
Yes, that was one of the movies.
My mom, when she was little...
Like, the original.
Yeah. She was... So, when my mom was little, she was the youngest of all her cousins. And so, she was in New York visiting them because all my nanny's side of the family lives in New York. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, their house is identical to that house. Like, it's just one of those... You know, like, a lot of houses in Clarksville, it's like, okay, they're the same kind of house.
They're built
the same. They're similar. Mm-hmm. So, it's like... And they only live 5 minutes from, like, the house that it happened in, apparently. And so her cousins locked her in the attic and made her watch the movie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is so rude.
My mom's like, that's like one of the few, like she got picked on a lot because she was the youngest cousin. And she was like, that was like the worst.
I hate kids, honestly.
She's fine. I mean.
She's fine. She only remembers it from when she was really, really small.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Grays. A podcast about two sisters, Amanda
and Shauna
Gray, who want to deliver you stories of the strange, the paranormal, and the downright kooky for your entertainment.
So grab your favorite snack, turn down the lights, and get your blanket ready to throw over your head because things might just get a little spooky.
Okay. So I wanted to do a doll that, because I listened to a lot of podcasts similar to ours. I watch a lot of, I'm like you, I watch a lot of things on like Travel Channel that's like ghosts and other things, and I watch a lot of ID channels that's like here's these murders and haunts. So I'm very well versed. I want to do one that like I had never heard of. Mm-hmm. And so
wait, you've never heard
no.
of him?
No. No, her. Shit.
You did a her.
Yeah. Who did you think I did?
I thought you did Robert the Doll.
No, I thought you did Robert the Doll.
You said you were doing Robert the Doll.
You said you were doing Robert the Doll.
No. I'm going to check our messages.
You said, are you doing Robert the Doll? And I said, no. I said, no.
Hold on.
Her name is Mandy.
No.
Yes, I did.
There's no way. I'm checking.
Oh, Jesus. I'm checking Christ.
This. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I think it's on Messenger.
It is. Hold on.
Did y'all do the same doll?
Karina, what's the doll's name? What was the doll's name? Was it the one I showed you from Zach's Haunted Museum? Robert the Doll. You asked me what his name was, and then you said, okay. And that's all you said.
You said no.
No, I didn't say it was... You didn't ask me if I was doing him. Karina, what was the doll's name? See. Was it one I showed you from Zach's thing? You didn't ask if I was doing it.
Oh, okay. I see.
You just
the
asked
mix up.
Me what. Okay.
I thought you meant that you were doing Robert the Doll.
No.
See, it's just a mishap.
Oh, I've heard of Robert the Doll. Trust me. I know all about Robert. Good old Robert. No, I did Mandy the Doll.
Wait. Is this the one that the picture thing?
No. I know which one you're talking about. It's not.
I don't even remember.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mandy was donated to the Quesnel.
Quiznos.
And District Museum in British Columbia in 1991. Yeah. So, not a lot is really known about Mandy before her donation, and I'll kind of get into a backstory that kind of has been created, and no one knows if it's true, but it does line up with a lot of the things that happened. Mandy is not I'll tell you up front, Mandy is not a doll who does physical harm, but she's more one that causes psychological issues.
Damn.
But anyway, so the curator at the museum was sitting at her desk when a woman came in to donate Mandy. And Mandy at the time was 90 years old.
Shit.
So she was a super old doll. She had that like old doll look. It was it's believed that she was made between 1919 and 1920 in Germany. The woman who donated her stated that she was an old fragile doll that had kind of been passed down through her family, and that her younger daughter had been very interested in the doll, and she didn't want the doll to get broken and kind of lose the history of the doll. So she was like, I want to donate it before my daughter accidentally breaks her. She stated that the doll belonged to her grandmother, and she just seemed very anxious to get rid of this heirloom. And the woman thought it was weird. The woman was like, why wouldn't you want to keep something that was so...
so valuable.
To your family, like it's been passed down for so long. But anyway, so the curator, she recalls feeling very uneasy the first time she took hold of the doll, but she chalked it up to that the doll was really creepy looking. So the way Mandy looks is Mandy is old, obviously. Her clothes and her body are ripped in a lot of places. She's one of those dolls that's got a porcelain face, but like a stuffed body.
Most of them back then right. did.
So she's ripped in a couple places. I mean, she's old. Mm-hmm. But her face is painted extremely realistically, and she has glass eyes. But there's a crack across her forehead, I guess from, and like, the woman didn't say where it came from.
Harry Potter.
But the crack across her forehead causes one of her eyes to kind of bulge out a little bit. So she, like, she does look creepy upon first glance. So, right. like, the curator was just like, it's a, like, you, like, anybody thinks a doll looks creepy. But, like, when they're cracked and broken.
Oh, Lord.
I think that was my child. Yes, that was my child.
Oh, he's just talking.
Yeah.
I thought there was a dispute about...
No, that's just him being loud as hell.
Jacob and Dylan are both like...
Yeah, I was just like, yeah. Delilah just went, stop! Which is only going to make him do it more. So almost immediately after Mandy... T is still going. Mandy was donated. Mandy started to leave just like a negative impression on people in the museum. Her initial, so when a museum gets a new, I can't, like, can you make him stop?
I can't take you seriously when
I know, I just hear my child screeching like a banshee in the background.
But he's, like, he's just talking.
He's just doing it. He's not upset or anything.
He's just talking. When I first heard it, I was like, what did my kids do?
No, he's just crazy.
They're probably ignoring him.
They probably are. That's probably why Delilah was like, stop, I'm trying to listen to my show. So, you know, when an item comes into a museum, they kind of take it into this, like, analysis room, and they take pictures of it for, like, the museum's archives, like, for the, like, information. So they took Mandy into this room, and they started taking pictures of her just, like, at all angles. Mm-hmm. And then it got late, so they left her in the lab, and they went home for the night. So she was left in the lab alone. The next morning when the staff came back, they found that the room was basically trashed.
What?
And they said, like, smaller objects had been thrown across the room while heavier objects had just been, like, pushed over. So, like, chairs and stuff.
Did they have, like, surveillance or anything?
I don't believe so, because it was, like, 1991, so I don't think that that was, like, a big concern. Especially not in a lab. I believe it's probably, like,
a
locked thing that's, like, not an issue. They would soon realize that this would happen every time Mandy was left in a room by herself. The way they explained it was, it looked like a child pitched a temper tantrum in the room.
Yeah.
So you know what happens when the kids are, like, just over it and, like, things just get chucked and they kick and they scream, and that's what it looked like. They said that's just what the mess looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So there was quite a lot of unexplained activity surrounding Mandy. When she was finally put on display, they put her up by the window because they were like, oh, it's a cute doll. I mean, not cute, but it's a doll. It will bring people in, whatever. So the people would see it immediately when they entered the museum. And many guests started to complain that they felt very uneasy when they were entering the museum and passing her. And then others said that they would take pictures of her and, like, none of the photos will come out. So they would take a picture of, like, a painting or this, and it would come out fine. They'd go to take a picture of Mandy, and she's just standing there. She's not, like, behind anything. And it would, like, be overexposed or something would happen to the camera. So some photos were blurred, and then some of them just had really strange light anomalies in them. But due to the complaints, they were like, all right, let's move Mandy back to the back of the museum, kind of where she's a little more hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did give her her own glass display case at this point. And then I guess a psychic, I don't know if they brought a psychic in or if one was just visiting. But eventually a psychic asked if they could hold the doll to kind of get a reading on it. And I guess at this point they were like, we don't know what's going on. So any information would be good information. All that she could pick up was that it had suffered much abuse, but it was not the doll that was suffering, but the spirit that was inside of it. After this, the origin story started coming out about this doll. So this is a disclaimer. The story has not been proved and maybe just a legend, but I think some of them have done research and some certain facts have lined up and it does make sense. And you'll kind of see what I'm talking about. So it was believed that the doll was found in a cellar of an old farmhouse. A man had been walking by the farmhouse and he heard a child crying. So he knocked on the door and tried to figure out what was going on, but he was like, this farmhouse looks very long abandoned. There should not be a child in it. So he knocked on the door, no one answered. He entered the house and he started to realize that the crying was coming from underneath him. So he was like, oh, it's from the cellar.
Stop. I'm already creeped out.
So he went and he ran to the cellar and he found the body of a young girl.
Oh my God, stop.
Very long dead. And she was holding a doll.
Stop.
No one knows how the girl got there or how she died, but it is believed that she was holding Mandy and her spirit inhabited Mandy. Once the strange things in the museum started happening, the curator decided, she was like, listen, I'm going to go to the owners because this is super weird. I need to know why they donated her. So they went to the old owners and asked what was going on. And it was then that she learned the truth. The owner had not donated the doll out of fear of her daughter breaking it. The real reason was that she could constantly hear a child crying in the cellar of her house. Every time she would investigate it, the doll would be on the floor in the cellar.
Nope.
So it started to drive her crazy. It started to really take a mental toll on her, and she just couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, imagine that. You hear this constant, and she's a mom. She hears this constant sound of a baby crying. That would drive you nuts.
Absolutely.
Absolutely nuts. So after it began to happen more frequently, she decided, let me just donate it to the museum. It clearly has some historical value. It was an heirloom. It's old. I'll just donate it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she got rid of the doll, the crying stopped in her house. Mandy is also known for her inability to be near other dolls. So I guess at some point when they moved, because apparently she's been moved. That's his new thing when he's in trouble or upset. He's like, I want mama.
Ah.
But it's not because he really wants me. It's because he's using me as a distraction,
as a
scapegoat.
Yep.
So I guess she's been moved around a lot in this museum. And I guess at some point she was near other dolls and she would harm the dolls. Like she would break them or push them off their shelf or whatever. She's also known by museum staff to take items and hide them, like pens, books, and their lunches. Like, their lunches would disappear from, like, the refrigerator and be moved to, like, behind a door somewhere.
Are they sure, like, somebody else wasn't moving them?
Well, I don't know. She also
explained with... You ain't eating your turkey sandwich today, sucka.
But think about it. Like, if a kid is gonna wreak havoc in a museum, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna move shit.
If a kid is gonna wreak havoc in a museum, they're gonna break shit.
But they're not gonna be, like... malicious, like they're gonna just be like a kid doing weird shit. Like they're gonna do things like
hide. Did they ever say how old the girl was?
No, not that I could find. She also likes to play with the electrical equipment, often causing them to malfunction. Visitors have even claimed that her eyes have been seen blinking and her head turning and following you around the room, and even the sounds of footsteps coming towards them. One particular account said that the footsteps would get faster if the person ran away, almost like she was chasing them.
Uh-uh.
Which, again, is another kid thing to do. You run away from a kid, they're going to chase you.
True.
As of now, she hasn't done anything particularly evil, aside from inducing anxiety, headaches, and nightmares. But...
because those aren't harmful things at all.
I mean... she's not scratching people like Annabelle, but,
she's only scarring your mental, for the rest of your life.
But she does seem to act much like a mad child in her antics. But I think that's why I liked her. I was like, she's not really doing anything bad. She's just kind of being a rotten kid. Like, imagine if, like, you were a kid in the spiritual world. You're like, I'm gonna just be funny and, like, fuck with people. Like...
I don't know, dude. That it's still creepy.
It is creepy. She's and like if you see a picture of her, she's super creepy looking.
I'm not looking at pictures of dolls
because she just. It's not even because she particularly is creepy looking. It's because that crack in her head makes one of her eyes like do this number, and it's like, she just looks scary.
Did he just say cheese fries?
Yes, he calls French fries cheese fries, even though he's never had a cheese fry in his life.
He wants some cheese.
I don't know where he thinks he's getting cheese fries.
Can I get some cheese fries?
I know. I'm like, hey, can we all order cheese fries? Like, but like, ooh, Rafferty's cowboy fries. Have you ever had their cheese fries, Rafferty's? So Rafferty's has very good french fries anyway.
I love Rafferty's. They have their fried chicken salad.
Salad?
And it's like, ooh. It's like some kind of honey.
Honey butter croissant.
Well, they have that, but it's like they're.
Oh, we're talking about Rafferty's, yes.
It's like a crunch. It's a fried chicken salad, but it's like some kind of bacon honey
with
something else sauce. Mm-hmm. I forget what it is. Very good. I haven't had it in forever.
If you get their french fries, you can get them cowboy. Is it cowboy style?
Old boy.
Old boy style. Not cowboy. Old boy style. And it's got cheese and bacon, and then they do something to their ranch that makes their ranch even better than ranch already is. And it's so fucking good.
Hmm.
So fucking good. Anyway.
Oh, we need to close it out.
So that is Haunted Dolls. If you liked it, give us a review, maybe?
I'm so unsure. Like,
Well, like, I don't like asking, but, like, a review is really nice. But if you did like it and you don't feel like giving a review, you could just tell your friends to listen.
Oh, that's true.
Or you could just subscribe to our podcast. And then you can get updates whenever we upload a new episode. We try to upload them every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Friday, which is definitely not true. Every Monday. And next week should be Haunted Alabama. So if you live in Alabama.
Alabama.
You should pay. Oh my God, my child is losing his damn mind. You should come back and check that out. But if you want to listen to us, we are on Stitcher, iTunes, blah, blah, blah. Everywhere you can basically listen in to a podcast, that's where we are. We're on Instagram.
Sometimes.
Oh, we're on it all the time, but.
We're not active.
Dylan's active for us.
Sometimes I get on there and then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to.
So if you want to talk to us on Instagram, you could do that, or you could send us an email just to talk, or to send us your spooky stories.
What if we do a voter thing for the next topic?
What are you talking about?
Like, let them choose the next topic.
Ooh, that would be cool.
We can do that.
Send us that, because, like, right now we just kind of come up with topic mm-hmm. ideas on our own, but we would love to have topic suggestions. That would be really cool.
Yeah, like, maybe we'll do a post that said, like, name this your top
oh,
three
yeah.
things you want us to talk about.
That would be cool.
And then we can have them vote
yes.
like a very vague topic. That yeah. way we can find some.
Yeah, let's stuff. Do that. If you want to send in a suggestion, you could send it through the Instagram. That probably would be
easier.
We have Twitter now.
Oh, we have Twitter now. I didn't even know.
I love how we discover things. It's our podcast and we discover these things.
It's Two Hexy Mamas on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Twitter and Instagram, it's just Two Hexy Mamas. And then if you would like to send us an email, that is twohexymamas@gmail.com. And that is it. Enjoy the rest of your week. Come back next week for Haunted Alabama. And keep it hexy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Dylan, come shut it down.